It's Arizona's Real Rock, 98K UPD. I am looking at Chad from Nickelback right now on a Zoom call. The weird thing is, dude, is your manager said you were in Brazil or something. I didn't understand.
I was doing interviews in Brazil. I don't think that constitutes going to Brazil.
Yeah, I thought it was weird when your manager says, oh, they just go back. They were just doing done with Brazil. I'm like, I didn't know they were on the road. Anywho, Chad, I've always wanted to say this to your face. I like your band. I never quite understood all the heat you guys got back in the day.
Yeah, but who was I underappreciated by? Because it wasn't the fans.
Exactly.
I will take that all day long.
Yeah, it's all about the fans. All right, let's talk about the 10th album, Get Rolling. Song, San Quentin. It's like a song version of an 80s montage. I dig it.
Right. Even Rocky had a montage.
Montage.
Montage. I met the warden. I was at a party, and I met the warden, and I didn't believe it was him.
The warden of what?
The actual warden of San Quentin. It was just way too young looking. And then everybody behind him was like, that's the dude. That's actually the warden. I was like, oh, you actually are the warden. He's like, yeah, I'm the warden for San Quentin. Right there, I thought the title for sure. Just so I put that in my phone. I just stuck San Quentin there. And then when I was messing around with the riff and the chord progression and all the stuff, when I got to the end of the course, I just screamed this, can somebody please keep me the hell out of San Quentin? And then I just realized it was going to be one of those going out on the town with your buddies and trying not to wind up in silver bracelets.
I went on vacation. I came back on probation. So Nickelback was one of the first non-heavy bands on Roadrunner Records. And, you know, band's great. Also, label mates with Sepultura. Did you meet any other bands back in the day?
I barely met anyone else on the label. The only time I met someone else that was on the label that I can remember was when they signed Jerry Cantrell. I went to this Christmas party and Jerry was there in New York in the offices. And I just couldn't believe, one, that I was meeting Jerry Cantrell, and two, how nice this human being was. Just such a sweetheart. Like, I just could not believe how nice Jerry was. And we're just kind of sitting there drinking for a bit. And this was before Jerry got sober. And he looks at me and goes, do you know the Anthrax guys? I'm like, no, I don't know the Anthrax guys. Like, this was like 2002. He goes, well, Scott Ian's recording across town. Why don't we go over to the studio and see what Scott's up to? And I'm like, yes, yes, we should absolutely go see what Scott Ian is up to.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. So we went across town and, you know, just kept the party going and showed up, and there's Scott Ian and he's just shredding away. And I'm like, what the hell is happening tonight?
Oh, nice. That sounds like it was a good night. Let's talk about the business of being in business. Ticket sales, like, you know, they're talking about a congressional investigation after the Taylor Swift thing. It doesn't seem to be a great answer to a way to sell tickets in a way that doesn't feel like a ripoff. As an artist, what do you think the best way would be?
You know, I've tried to wrap my head around this 1,000 different ways. Pearl Jam tried to take on Ticketmaster because they sort of got sick of what they were doing. And it's tough. It's really difficult. And knowing that these big companies, they put these tickets on sale, and then they buy them back from themselves and then put them on secondary and tertiary sites before you get a chance to even purchase them. You know, that's them doing it. And they do it unapologetically. And there's just not really anything you can do about it. They're, you know, up till I've yet to see anyone come up with a great plan to thwart that. Because I like it when we put our tickets on for a reasonable price and they stay there. And it breaks my heart when I hear people saying, well, I couldn't afford $300 to come and see. I'm like, 300, you know, when these people are spitting out these numbers, I'm like, that, who's putting tickets on for $300 or $500 or $1,000? It's like, we aren't. I hate the fact that people have to pay what they're paying for tickets.
God, it's wild to hear you say that as the artist, even you cannot control ticket prices. That's eye-opening, man. So Chad, you guys have written some good songs, man. I think one of them is actually really good. That song Rockstar, that's in the same league as Joe Walsh's Life's Been Good.
Wow.
Yeah, I truly believe that. It's a great song.
Life's been good to me. Fun. Yeah, that's a great tune. That's a great song.
Tell me about your memories of that period in your guys' career.
So. It's very Canadian. I mean, so. I loved the fact that we didn't have to be in the video because we just sent a camera crew around the world to start shooting. I think we sent 3 camera crews and they were just getting in touch with all these people. And then like celebs, like so many people were just saying, that they wanted to be in the video. And I, you know, the girls next door from the Playboy Mansion, you know, Bob obviously was a buddy. He wanted to be in it. And John Rich from Big and Rich, he said he wanted to be in it. And like, I didn't know Gene Simmons at the time. The next thing I know, Gene Simmons is in the damn thing. And then like, and then it just went on. And there's basketball players and rappers and actors, like just every, like, it was crazy. And I saw the first cut of the video and it was awful. It was so bad. Like, it was so bad. I'm like, did you guys shoot this on a, what did you shoot this on, like a phone?
Yeah, guy busts out a Motorola Razor to shoot the Nickelback video.
Yeah, this was like 2005. And then like a week later, I saw the next cut and it was like, I'm like, why did you even send me this other hunk of crap? The video they sent me was 95% there. And I'm like, this is great. So good. We loved the fact that we didn't have to be in the video. Like, we didn't even have to stop touring. They just went out, shot this whole video, and they grabbed one chunk of us playing somewhere. And I just turned around and just kind of pointed at the can. That was it. I'm like, favorite video. I'm in it for a 16th of a second. It's great.
Heck yeah. So, Chad Kroeger, do you have a favorite Chad Kroeger from Nickelback meme?
Somebody sent one to me recently. I thought it was hilarious. I think it's like, it's a picture of myself and Adam Driver. And it says, Adam Driver is just Chad Kroeger on night mode.
That was hilarious. I see that one. That one's fun.
I don't think there's a Chad Kroeger meme out there anywhere that everybody hasn't seen. I mean, we've all seen the ramen noodles. We've all seen just all of them. I mean, all of them. They've all made the circulation. I mean, it's just become this thing. It's just woven into pop culture now that, like, you know, I've myself and my old hair have just become, not even the old hair, like whatever. It's just I'm a very memeable person, obviously. I'm all in.
All in. So, Chad Kroeger, I realize I have been mispronouncing your name for as long as I was aware of your band.
All good. We dropped the umlaut. In fact, there's a big campaign out there right now. It's like, how to say my last name. It'll be the next meme, I'm sure. Don't worry.
Dude, all right. Chad Kroeger of Nickelback, thank you so much for taking time out today. It's been wonderful talking to you. We'll talk soon, all right?
Thanks, brother.
No, thank you. Later. All right, let me close this down. All right, there it is. Chad Kroeger. I've been saying that wrong all these years. Maximum Rock is next. We're going to have the full video of this up on the website before too much longer. 98.